Yeah, thank you so much. It was absolutely brilliant. The Aran and I have a long-standing partnership with the GAA to just raise awareness around water safety. We recognise there's some very common elements within the two organisations, both volunteer-led. 97% of the Aran and I are volunteers. The GAA really has a volunteer ethos at its core. But also, the Aran and I and the GAA are for everyone. Everyone's welcome in both organisations. And a very common problem is that drowning happens everywhere across the island. And the Aran and I and the GAA have networks all over the island, but particularly in those inland areas where we perhaps don't have such a dense reach as the GAA, it really helps us get our water safety messaging out there. And it's all about prevention, drowning prevention. And unfortunately, it can be something that people don't necessarily associate with young people getting into trouble, but it is represented in all age groups, but particularly young people, teenagers. It gives us a great reach getting our water safety messaging to those that really need it.
And how did it feel to be able to deliver the message to so many people in the one place?
I mean, the atmosphere in Crow is like nothing else. And certainly this weekend, if you saw any of the games, they were absolute crackers. But it was just great to act. The kickoff there, we got the chance to show our water safety video. We've just launched it, and it's a very sort of familiar scene to people that, you know, they want to go down to the water and relax and enjoy it, and that's exactly what we want people to do. We want people to enjoy the water, but just have the tools to know what to do if an emergency happens. So if they get into trouble themselves, they know to float onto their back, tilt their head so far back that their ears are wet. Spread out into your floating shape. We tell the kids it can be a starfish, it can be a pencil. But relax, try and get your breathing under control. Use your hands and feet to help yourself float. And don't worry about your legs if they go up or down, because everybody floats differently. But the key thing is everybody can float, whether they can swim or not swim. And then it's just about relaxing, trying to breathe normally, like I said, and it typically takes around 60 to 90 seconds to get your breath back under control. At that point, if you think you can swim back to shore, swim back to shore. If you don't think that you can swim back to shore, stay in that position, but use one hand to help yourself float, raise the other hand above your head, signaling for help, shout for help, and wait for that help to arrive. And just practice it next time you're in the pool, especially with the kids, so they know what to do if an emergency happens, and you know what to do. And then if you see someone in trouble, just call 999 or 112 and ask for the Coast Guard. Look around for anything that can help the person float, like a life ring or a football even. Tell them to float onto their back, throw them the thing that floats, and then wait for that help to arrive. Never endanger yourself. Stay back from the edge. Just observe what's happening so you can tell the emergency services when they arrive, what's happening on scene, but never get in the water yourself.
And as you touched on a little bit there, the RNLI's work with the GA isn't just at these big major events. There's also work within the clubs and communities as well.
Yeah, it's very much, you know, part, that grassroots movement at the GAA is so good at in their communities. And they give us access very kindly, not just to Croke Park, but also within those community level clubhouses where we get to speak to young people, everyone from across the community. We can deliver our water safety messaging to them.
And if you were to give someone a key message right now in so many words as the summer season begins, what would that be?
Well, always just remember, we do want people to enjoy the water, and you can do that safely, very safely, especially in County Donegal, by going to one of our lifeguarded beaches. And you can find them on watersafety.ie/lifeguards. I'll give you the days, the weeks, and the hours that the beaches are patrolled. And if you find yourself in trouble, like I said, float onto your back. If you see someone in trouble, call 999 or 112 and ask for the Coast Guard. Always check the weather and the tides. And always tell someone where you're going and when you're going to be back. That way, if you're overdue, we know where to start the search. Always have a means of calling for help on your person, like a phone in a waterproof pouch. And not just good for calling 999 or 112, but you can also use them to take some beautiful shots whenever you're in the water or at the beach.